After 11 seasons, 2 World Series titles, and 3 MVP awards, Albert Pujols has left the St. Louis Cardinals. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim put together a 10-year, $254 million offer that includes a no-trade option, and they landed the offseason's biggest free agent. Joining me now is ESPN The Magazine senior baseball writer Buster Olney. Welcome back to Olney A Game.
Oh, I appreciate it, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Earlier this week, it looked as if Albert Pujols was heading to the recently renamed Miami Marlins. What put the Angels on top?
The aggressiveness of owner Artie Moreno. You mentioned the Marlins. You know, they got very deep into talks with Pujols' agent, Dan Lozano, but all along, they wouldn't give him a no-trade clause. And I'm sure for someone like Albert Pujols, who's played for one team his whole career, who's had a lot of stability in St. Louis, that was a deal-breaker. And it's interesting because it wasn't until late Tuesday night that Lozano got a call from the Angels, and incredibly, the whole thing came together in about 24 hours without the tour, without any of the whining and dining. It's pretty clear Albert was ready to leave St. Louis.
Well, it was only a quarter of $1 billion. I can't see why you were surprised at how quickly it happened.
Well, I'm surprised that the Angels jumped in because they just hired a general manager in October, and all of the candidates who went through there were told by the Angels, we don't have much money to spend. Our budget's not going to go up much more from the $141 million we have now, and that totally changed. And my own theory is that the announcement by Magic Johnson last week that he is going to pursue ownership of the Dodgers might have jolted Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, into making this move. You know, maybe he felt like, oh boy, we better put our stamp on Southern California again.
The Angels have missed the playoffs for the past 2 seasons. How much better will they be with Albert Pujols in the lineup?
You know, that's a great question, because when you put Albert Pujols in their lineup and sort of stack it up and look at it, it doesn't make them a dynamic team. It's a very right-handed lineup. You wonder if next year Albert Pujols is going to be walked a lot, because unless Kendry Morales comes back from a devastating injury that's kept him out of baseball for almost 2 years, it doesn't look like he's going to have a lot of protection in that lineup. The strength of that team is going to be with its starting pitching.
Yeah, they picked up a pretty fair left-hander for only $77.5 million over 5 years.
Yeah, that would be C.J. Wilson, who actually played high school ball 12 miles from the Angels' home ballpark and went to junior college 4 miles from the park. He used to get dropped off at the Angels' park and run back to his junior college. So that was something that he wanted. And unlike his time with the Rangers last season when he was slotting in number 1, he actually is going to be number 3 behind Jared Weaver and Dan Heron and Irvin Santana. They should have an unbelievable rotation. And, of course, that, you know, C.J. Wilson joining the Angels comes at the expense of the Rangers, who are the Angels' primary rival in the American League West.
Coming off their World Series victory in October, the Cardinals have lost manager Tony La Russa, who has retired, and now their best player, Albert Pujols. This can't help their chances to repeat, can it?
No, and they did, during the year, put a plan B in place, a little bit of a safety net, but let's face it, it's an enormous hole in their lineup. It's going to be an incredible transition year for them next year. There's no natural fit for trying to replace one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Albert Pujols turns 32 next month. I'm not a mathematician, but 32 years plus 10 years is a pretty big number for a baseball player. Pujols can only be traded if he agrees to it. Will Angels fans still be excited about this acquisition in the final few years of his career?
Absolutely not. And that's when you talk to baseball executives about this deal. They were stunned that the Angels went to 10 years. It feels great today, and it might help them win in 2012 and 2013. But a lot like Alex Rodriguez's $275 million deal with the Yankees, that great feeling at the beginning starts to turn a little bit when you get into year 3 and year 4 and you realize what an albatross the contract can be on the team. And one of the questions that general managers with other teams are asking is, hey, if you were going to give a 10-year deal to a slugger, why wouldn't you give it to the younger free agent Prince Fielder rather than the older Albert Pujols? And, you know, we'll see. It certainly is a situation now where the Angels are viewed as the big winners of the winter meetings. I don't know if we'll feel that way in about 5 or 6 years.
Buster Olney is a senior baseball writer for ESPN, the magazine. Buster, thank you very much for speaking with me.
I appreciate it, Bill.